For the second year in a row, Olivia is the most popular baby's name for girls.
Okay. So they compile this, what, off of birth certificates or whatever? Feels like a lot of information data breaches.
Social Security.
Okay.
So you have to file for Social Security card, and that's how they figure out all the names.
Okay.
So they released the 20 most popular baby girl names for 2021. Top five is Ava, four is Amelia, number three is Charlotte, number two is Emma, and again, one is Olivia.
I mean, I like all of those. I've got an Ava right across the street from me, and my niece is Emma or Emerson.
Yeah. You know, I always find it fascinating to find out why people named their children what they named. Like, if you just like that name, it's popular. To me, it's like, if it's a popular name, why would you give that to your kid?
Mm.
But it's the complete opposite than what a lot of people say.
Yeah.
I mean, my daughter's names are, I guess, kind of unique. And I mean, I guess some people would say weird. My older daughter is named Hayden, and I named her after Hayden Panettiere, who's an actress. Because at the time when I was pregnant, that's when the show Heroes was out.
Yes.
And she played the indestructible cheerleader. And I remember sitting there with a big bowl of popcorn on my big belly thinking, I hope my baby's indestructible like her.
Yeah.
And then I named her Hayden after her. Isn't that weird?
I mean, it's cool. You had an interest in it and it appealed to you as a good name. Hayden P, the real one. She's a little bit fractured at this point.
Huh? She's had a rough week in the news. But also, like, Dakota, Hayden named her that.
Mm-hmm.
Because Hayden once asked me, she's like, if my name wasn't Hayden, what was it going to be? And I don't even remember why Dakota was on the short list. I think I just liked it. And sure enough, when I became pregnant with Dakota and Hayden asked me what we're going to name her, I said I didn't have any ideas. And she goes, I always liked that my backup name was Dakota and wish that was my name.
My backup name.
Yeah. And she was like, is it okay if we use it? So I Googled it because I didn't remember why. And you know what Dakota stands for in Native American?
What's that?
It's friend. And I thought about how Hayden was an only child for 10 years. And we never thought we were going to have another baby. And how perfect that her little sister's name was going to be friend.
No, man, it's like you went on some sort of spirit journey or something like that.
It just seemed to make sense. I don't know. So that's how I got Hayden and Dakota. How did you get your name?
Yeah, I don't know. My mom might have thought it was a hot guy on a soap opera, or it could have just been popular that year. I mean, I have no idea.
See, mine is a lot simpler. My name is Ana Maria, and I'm named after my grandmother, just like my 36 other cousins. All of us are named the exact same thing.
He's the keeper of the castle.
He didn't weed whack the lawn all summer.
He's a caring dog dad.
The dog hasn't been out since 2 o'clock.
He's the romance king.
We haven't been on a date in 6 months.
It's time for Raven's report card.
Every week we check in with Raven's wife, Alicia, to see how he's been behaving as a husband. I have a question for you.
Okay.
Raven told me that he was using hair supplements to grow his hair and that you weren't aware of it. Do you find it strange that he took that initiative upon himself?
Yeah, I find it strange that he never told me. And I was, he said something about, I packed my supplement. And I'm like, your what? You know, I'm like, you packed your what? And then he told me, and I'm like, how do you not tell your wife that you've been taking that? Like, did it just come in? No, he's been taking it for like 2 or 3 weeks.
It's just a couple weeks. And, you know, it's a busy life. I think you were gone when it arrived. I mean, I'm not sure. It's not a secret.
You know what it is, Alicia? Anytime there has to be like, he has to use a new gel or he has to put on a special outfit or like, you know, or anything, he has to check with me to make sure it's okay. Not because I want him to or it's a rule. It's just because he's become so accustomed to like having me by his side to make all these decisions. So I could understand
right.
where it would be odd that he went and invested in a hair growth supplement and never mentioned it to you. Paul, I found the Just for Men in our like cabinet. And I was like, that's so weird that he wouldn't like bring it up to me that he went and he got this. Like, I don't even think he knows where to buy Just for Men. You know, the fact that he was able to do it on his own.
Right.
I mean, you don't consult your hair dye with him, right?
It's different. It's different.
But why does it have to be?
Because if Alicia went and got new tires put on the car and never said a word to you, would you find that strange? Because Paul would find that strange for me.
Yeah. All right. That's an ironic example and an effective one.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
I stand corrected.
Yes.
Well played, Anna. Well played.
So otherwise, how Raven's been behaving as a husband?
He's been good. I mean, he's going camping with the guys, and he had me run all his errands to get all of his goodies pays for his trip and, you know, his booze and everything. And, you know, that was kind of depressing. So,
I mean, but if I handled all that, it'd be the same thing as like these vitamins. It'd be like the secrets. Oh, you don't want me to see what you're doing when you're camping?
Not the same.
I mean, you were going to the grocery store. I gave you a list and I do appreciate it. It certainly has made my week easier. So, I'm looking forward to camping, and Alicia was nice enough to grab the stuff that I needed. I'm the guy who's not expected to provide the food, mm-hmm. so I just bring, like, snacks and sweet stuff that when you pull it out, people are like, what's that? Oh, let me get a piece of that, you know, like that.
Yeah.
It's all the highest calorie, most terrible snacks that you could possibly have. He has a rude awakening when he comes home and he's back on a diet. He's going to starve.
It's the largest bag of M&Ms I've ever seen in my life. And yeah. I have two boxes of Entenmann's donuts.
Oh.
Yes.
You're ready to go.
Yeah.
What else was on the list that you had to buy, Alicia?
Orange juice, Doritos, Fritos, donuts, M&Ms, vodka, two bottles of soda, ice. Yeah, and I think he put fruit on there.
Yeah.
And never asked me if I got the fruit. Just did not even care if I got the fruit.
That was just a trick for you, Alicia. That was 100% a trick. You were going to buy the fruit, right? He didn't even specify what kind of fruit. And he was going to immediately pull over on the side of the road when he left and throw it in the woods so that the guys wouldn't see that he brought fruit. It was just to appease you.
It could be a jar of jelly. Yeah. That's all it needs to be. It qualifies.
So what kind of grade would you like to give Raven for the week?
I'm gonna give him a B, Anna. I'm a little jealous he's going.
I'll leave you a little something to, you know, take the pain away. Like a nectarine. I got some nectarines.
Oh, thanks.
Here, you want a strawberry? Here, take all of them, the whole container.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 It's driving you crazy right now. You just got to get it off your chest. 1-800-330-9999. You just fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you.
Sarah, that's all I need to know about you. What do you got?
If you chew gum and make that really obnoxious, annoying noise, like, that's all I need to know about you.
Do you know an open mouth chewer?
You, Raven.
When it comes to gum, I'm not an open mouth chewer.
Yeah, you are.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are. You don't even know you do it?
No.
You're an open mouth chewer with gum, and you always show up to events with gum in your mouth, and I could see it as you're walking because your mouth is open. Like, you'll be like 10 feet away. I'll be like, Raven's got some Wrigley in his mouth. 100%.
Are you serious?
Yes.
I never knew this.
Uh-huh.
That's funny.
You're welcome.
You could see me chewing it.
Oh, yeah. I see it in your mouth.
Walking from across the parking lot.
Yep.
Wow. I got to reform myself today.
Ask your wife. She'll tell you. Billy, that's all I need to know about you.
If you're one of these bosses that schedules a meeting right before lunch for no reason, that is all I need to know about you.
What's more annoying, the right before lunch meeting or the 4:30 on a Friday meeting? Because my husband has those every week and it makes me crazy. Like, just come home. Like, what is that?
Yeah, neither of them are good. Right before lunch is better than right after lunch, though, because then I'm more prone to fall asleep.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I hate meetings. I just want all my meetings to be shortened anyways.
I love meetings. Meetings are my favorite.
I know you love them.
I love meetings. I love brainstorming. I love sitting all together and working together. And, it's my favorite.
You got to have a good group if it's going to be an hour-long meeting. If it's a regular meeting where you got some people that you know what I'm saying, they're not bringing it.
Mm-hmm.
They're not bringing the energy. They're not bringing the funny. 30 minutes or less.
I heard on the news, and I can't remember the stat right now, and I apologize. I'm Googling. I can't find it fast enough. But, like, a majority of meetings are, they have no purpose, and that they're doing is taking time away.
Oh, could be an email or a group text.
Yeah. I have found that we meet 3 times a week. If we could meet every day, I would be a happy girl. And nobody else wants to meet every day except for me. Nobody else. Not even our bosses. They're like, no, Anna, we have plenty. I'm like, are you guys sure?
It's true.
I have things to talk about.
No, I've been there where they're like, no. We're good.
Yeah.
Hey, Amanda, that's all I need to know about you. What's up?
If you are a female bartender and you decide to look right past me and out the group of guys that are standing at the bar, that's all I need to know about you.
Who is more hated, the girl that looks past the other girl or the guy that looks past the other guy? Because as a guy, if a guy looks past me to a group of girls, like, I guess I understand for a minute, but I mean, in my eyes, he's also a scumbag. That he's trying to, like, you know, hook up with
I
one of
them. I understand that, but I was a bartender myself and a waitress, so I tend to be a pretty good tipper, but when that happens, then I'm kind of the tipper. Oops, excuse my language.
If a girl gives a guy, you know, a couple bats of the eyes or whatever in the bar, she's probably going to get a good tip anyways. She can make him wait. Girl power. I'm with you.
I appreciate it, Raven. So I love you guys.
Love you. Get ready to geek out. Well, I'm going to geek out. I'm certain some people are very excited. Hocus Pocus 2 is out today. It's been 30 years since the original.
I know that you're super fired up about it. I got to tell you, I never saw the first one. So,
how did you never see that movie? It's iconic. It's Bette Midler, Sarah Jessica Parker.
I mean, that's 2 out of 3 right there. That's probably the reasons I didn't see it. Not two of my favorites.
Well, all right. So here's the trailer for Hocus Pocus 2, just to get you excited.
They were right to fear thee. Magic has a way of uniting. Happy 16th birthday, child.
Legend has it, it's on the 16th birthday that a witch gets her powers.
I can't wait to watch this later.
Look at you.
I'm so excited.
So is it in theaters? Is it streaming?
Just
what is
streaming.
It?
Streaming on Disney Plus.
Okay.
I mean, I'm a huge Hocus Pocus fan. We watch this movie every single year. We go to Salem. I bring my older daughter, Hayden, to Salem. We've gone for about 5 years in a row now.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, don't make fun of me. But this year is extra special. Knowing that the movie was coming out this year, we made special arrangements to stay at the Hawthorne Hotel in Salem.
Is it? I'm assuming it's haunted.
It's the most haunted hotel in Salem. I want you to know what I had to do to get a room at this hotel.
Oh, I think I remember, right?
You have to call exactly 1 year in advance at 9 a.m. And the rooms sell out. I got a room. My best friend Danielle did not get a room. So us and like all our kids are sharing this one room. She called 30 seconds after I did. It was completely sold out by 9:01. I got in first, was able to secure the room, and she couldn't.
I thought that you actually pulled a lot of favors for this. I mean, didn't you lay groundwork before?
No. Every year we try. We never get in on time. We never get it done.
I thought there was some hand wrangling, some charitable donations.
No.
Maybe some witch's wart or some hair you sent up there.
No, I'm just so excited. And the theme decorations at my house I can finally unveil are, you probably guessed it, Hocus Pocus. So we've been building witches in our basement.
Ah.
Yeah.
Great. Sounds like a great idea.
I mean, there's cauldrons being made. I'll post the witches on our Instagram now at Anne on Raven. I'll post a picture of one of them that is completely done. All the decorations will go officially in the yard tomorrow. But when I tell you that they're so spooky, I have real mannequin heads. And if, like, they're so creepy looking, because I know some people do the witches in the yard. It's very popular this year because of Hocus Pocus. But we have made them so creepy that we're going to terrify children. They're real heads. They're real mannequin heads, and the witches will see right through you and cast spells on you. Sometimes you see crazy things go down at your kids' games. So, Mark, being a coach, you must see parents go crazy on the sidelines all the time.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's dangerous, right? When somebody is upset or emotional about somebody that they care about so much, parents and their kids, it can get crazy.
It got so crazy. I was coaching youth football for fifth graders, and I'm on the sideline and I look behind our bench and there were adults from the opposite team heckling our fifth grade boys. They're literally heckling the kids by numbers, making fun of them for dropping passes. And I turned around and I asked the gentleman to leave and they wouldn't leave. They just kept going on and on and on. So the parents from our team went over to these gentlemen and tried to remove them. And the ref tried to ask them to leave and they wouldn't leave, to the point where we pulled our kids off the field.
Oh, my God.
Kids are crying. Oh. It was the craziest thing I've ever been a part of, to watch two grown men literally heckling 10-year-old boys.
You know, I've been a sports fan for most of my life. This is something that blows me away, too. Even at the professional level, when you go see pro sports, the amount of people screaming terrible things. The worst I can do is a classic boo. It's all I can do. In private.
You're terrible. Right, exactly.
In private, I can tell you 1,000 things about you that'll hurt like daggers. But out in public, like if you're playing a sport or something, all I have the heart to do is boo. And if you looked at me, I'd probably go silent.
You know, besides being a coach, I actually get to be a parent once in a while. And I was out at a lacrosse tournament, and my son had a break in between his games. So I just started to watch this younger kid's game. And I'm sitting there and I'm listening to the parents. Now, being a coach, you don't get to really hear what parents are saying a lot of times because you're kind of usually on the opposite side of the area. And I'm sitting here and I'm listening to these parents and they're just riding their kids about dropping a ball or not making a catch. And I actually turned to the parent. And I said, excuse me, like, can you tell me how old these children are? And they're like, oh, they're first graders. I go, are you kidding?
Yes.
I'm like, let them have fun. Parents are really, the expectations are just so high on little kids, and it just takes the fun out of it. Just let them have fun.
It's one thing when the parents are riding the kids. Like, I can't imagine, like, putting down another team's children. Like, what, like, what are you thinking as a parent?
Lacrosse is one of those sports, too, where it's kind of like, you know, a lot of people view it as like an Ivy League in, you know, putting pressure on your kids to learn lacrosse in first grade and then, like, be great at it.
I've been seeing a lot lately, though, of the parents getting into it with the refs. And that's been, like, what caught my attention, which is why I wanted you to come on and talk about this, because the kids, it's unacceptable to me.
Right.
But when the refs and the parents get into it, it's so uncomfortable for everybody else at that game.
And I don't know if you saw, there was something that went viral as of late. It was a referee who handled it amazingly. It was a soccer game, and parents were obviously giving it to the ref about his calls. And to the point where he stopped the game and he said, you know, these kids are here to play. Shut your mouth or you have to leave the field. And he handled it so, I mean, it's so difficult being a referee. That's a thankless job, and they don't pay those guys enough to do that job.
I've learned to try to become best friends with the refs. That's my new tactic.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Right, so you try and you sweet them into your call.
Like the line ref, like my daughter plays travel soccer, so like the line ref I'm always like cracking jokes with and like doing things like that. I'm like, I'm trying to get the refs on my side.
Favorable calls for you.
Yeah, right.
I don't know. I just know I couldn't do that job, so I'm always thankful for the refs when they show up, and I try to, you know, kill them with kindness because, you know, to your point, maybe you do get a call here or there if they like you.
Oh, I'm pretty sure it works. I'm relatively certain at this point.
See, everybody should just keep a positive attitude.
Yeah. You see some wild things go down at your kids' games. Coaches, referees, everybody's got stories. What did you see go down? 1-800-330-9999. And on Raven.
All right, so one of the parents got so into the game and got so intense. The entire game, he was screaming at the ref, calling him a jabroni. And this isn't one time. This is maybe 6 or 7 times throughout the game, over and over again. And it's not. And this was a couple of weeks ago. It's not like it's 1999 when The Rock was even popular. You know, and it got intense.
That's so funny. I mean, how many times are you going to say jabroni? And like, if you're that ref, do you look around? Are you like, are you serious? Are you serious right now?
It's the repetition without giving up, though, the persistence that really gets into the mind of the referee. It's not so much that, you know, you're going to make him make a bad call just by making noise early on. It's the way that he starts to question every decision that he's made before in his life. Am I a jabroni? Am I qualified to ref this game? What kind of jabroni would make that call? Maybe this guy's right.
I
see
a
lot of therapy in the future of this ref.
Julie, what did you see go down at the game?
Oh, my gosh. My daughter, she had this dance recital, and she was doing great. They were all dancing, but my poor sweetheart, she fell off the stage. And then I don't understand is she fell off the stage, and everybody kept dancing.
Well, what are they going to do? I guess you have to see if she's okay.
The show goes on. The show goes on. You're a performer, Anna. What would you do if I fell off the stage?
I mean, I would laugh at you. But if a child fell off a stage, I would get up to make sure they're okay. I wouldn't just keep tap dancing up there. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What went down at your kids' game?
It was amazing. Little League game. I don't even remember who won, tell you the truth, because I'm so pissed off. After the game, we're all standing around talking, ordering hot dogs after the game. The umpire is all over my wife.
What?
He's hitting on my wife. Like, so obvious. I was far enough away that it didn't look like we were a couple or whatever, but she sure didn't say I'm married at the time. And the guy, I think the guy even asked her out for coffee, like, right there.
Wow.
So funny.
Didn't you think there was a possibility she was married at a Little League game?
It's dudes in that spandex, right? They're out there. They're doing a lot of leg squats. They're calling plays. It's just, it's primal.
The chest protector made him look awesome. I don't know.
Right?
Yeah. Guys in uniforms are hot, especially when they're crouching down the whole time. Like, they've got incredible stamina.
What'd your wife's chest protector look like?
Raven, what's wrong with you? Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What went down at your kids' event?
Oh, it was at my daughter's softball game. A ball went out of the field and into a car window, smashed it. and the parents were insisting that the school pay for the car.
I always wonder, who pays for that when something like that happens?
I mean, you pay for it, usually. I mean, you can put up a stink and tell that you want the school to pay your deductible or something like that. My glass replacement is free, but there's nothing like finding out you don't have it. And you thought you had it? Oh, that is the worst.
I just can't imagine having the nerve to like say to the school, well, that kid put a softball through my windshield. Now somebody has to pay for it here.
I mean, if they're the visitors, opposing team, definitely. We all hate them, right? We're unified.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What went down at your kid's game?
Okay, so I have a son that's in high school, and there's been two games where there's been streakers running the Nixon mask on.
I mean, do they even know who Nixon is at this point? Like, if I saw somebody streaking with the Nixon mask on, I'd be like, wait a minute. Is that your grandfather? Is he just trying to be funny?
Oh, in all likelihood, these are probably your son's friends.
Like, the first time it was already weird enough, and then the second time I was, and you could tell it wasn't the same streaker. I was like, what is going on here?
Where do you even get that mask now?
That's not how you tell one from the other.
Fired Friday, here's how it works. You tell us something that went terribly wrong at your job. Then we just have to guess together whether or not you got fired.
I love this game. It's like doing all these bad things together, but having no consequences in our own real life.
So I was very new and I was working in a bank and I was a teller. So there was, I did not do well in teller training just because I was really, really nervous. And she saw that I was nervous. So she said, you look, I think you're okay. I just think you're really nervous. This was years ago when they still didn't have everything was computerized. So when you're in training, you have 5 days at a bank. And the fifth, and she just let me watch before. And the fifth day, I dealt with customers. And I was so nervous. And when I had to prove out, I was $495 short out of my drawer.
Uh-oh.
And it turns out she came over and she checked. She goes, okay, relax. Let's just see what happens. She goes, okay, so where's this deposit? Where's this? And she goes, and where's the $5 money order? And I actually gave the woman $500.
Nice.
Instead of $5.
Okay, hold on.
Nice for that woman. Money order, too. I'm out of here with this money order. Woo!
All right, did you get fired for that? I'm going to say you didn't because she was nice enough to say what happened and she knew you were nervous.
I mean, that's her job.
Out.
She has to figure out what happened, too. She's the boss.
Yeah.
So, I mean, she's not nice enough. That's actually her job.
I feel like you get a pass on that.
Yeah, I think so, too, at the bank.
She did not fire me. I actually did not become a teller. She had to bring me to corporate, and I went to bookkeeping instead. And well, they, there and did very well in bookkeeping.
They transferred you. They were like, she's a nice lady.
And the funny thing is, my father went to the bank a few years after that and watched this teller was really, really nervous. And he said, look, just relax. He goes, look, my daughter made, you know, a mistake in a money. She goes, oh, yeah. We heard about that in teller school.
You were a training example after that. That's great.
They have teller school. Who knew, right?
Hey, Courtney, what happened at your job?
So I'm a hairdresser, and I was working with wax, which I'm not familiar with too much. And I ended up taking off a girl's whole eyebrow.
Oh my gosh.
I had to do it on the other side past it.
We had to take off both her eyebrows.
Wait a minute. So did you obviously had to notify her once the first eyebrow came off, right? Like you told her while you were standing over her and then, you know, you all made the decision to take it off or it happened and you just took it off?
Well, I didn't take the whole eyebrow. I took a lot more than I expected. And she was young and her mom was yelling in Spanish and she wanted to talk to the manager. And I tried to like pencil it in with like a black eyeliner I had in my bag. But it's safe to say I do not wax anymore.
Good. Mm. Did you get fired that day, though, or did you just make the conscious decision and never do it again?
Did not get fired, but luckily I did not lose my license. She just, you know, she was upset, but, I mean, it does grow back. So, but I do not wax, no.
But everybody, you know what? I think I have a story of, like, they made my eyebrows too thin. You look and you're like, wait a minute. Like, where's the rest of them? But what are you going to do? I never say anything.
Remember when I had them, all of a sudden they were like a South Korean models. They were very, very tight for a while there.
Raven is like a gorilla. He's so hairy. So he goes and he gets waxed. One time he came in and I was like, something is off. Something seems very strange here.
It was like I was winking at you or giving you the sneer.
She's a mom's best friend, and she's a social media influencer. Shannon Doherty, you can find her on TikTok with over 2 million followers and Instagram, at home with Shannon. Shannon, I love having you in the studio right now because you got your babies with you.
Thank you guys so much for having us. We're so excited to be here. It's Colton's birthday, so we got to surprise him here, his favorite channel ever. So thanks, guys.
I mean, they're climbing all over stuff. They've got real interest here in radio. That's cool. Might be an engineer in the future here.
I think so.
Boo! But well, speaking of boo, because I think it's that time of year where everybody starts getting really excited for Halloween. It's right around the corner, and we're looking for some hacks to start preparing.
Yes, Halloween has actually become one of my favorite holidays. We start early now, and we just start decorating. I love it, and I've come up with some really easy ideas that my kids like helping me with, and we get them done. So one of my favorites that just totally did so well on social media is you grab soap. I found this little juicy peach soap at Walmart, $1.25, and I got some plastic spider rings, and you cut the back off the rings and you put the spiders in your soap. It looks so cute. And now we put that around the house, in our kitchen, in the bathrooms, and you have these cute little Halloween soaps all over.
That's cool, because that's the type of thing that you're not looking for it, right? So you notice it when you're at the Halloween party, or
exactly,
if you just come in to wash your hands, or, you know, oh, the plumber's over here, they're going to take care of something, and then they look down and they're like, huh. And it's kind of like one of those things where you go, wow, she really thought of everything.
Right, and then you can just wash your kids with it after Halloween's over.
Exactly, then just use it all, exactly. So another fun one that I absolutely love, Lala helped me with this one, you get some witch's hats, and you put a fish line through the top of the witch's hat, you tape a tea light underneath the bottom of the fishing line, and then you hang them. We hung them outside our front door. You can also hang them from your dining room. They look so cute. They're swaying back and forth. I found like 12 witches hats on Amazon for, I think it was $10. And it looks really cute at your front door or anywhere in the house.
Oh, I love that idea, because my theme this year, I'm very big on Halloween, my family, my girls. And our theme this year is Hocus Pocus.
Hocus Pocus! So we're so excited.
Oh, me too. We are all things witches right
now.
So that is perfect.
I also made this really cute witches guacamole dip on my social media page, where you use like the guacamole to make the face, and then you make some chips to make her hair and her hat. It looks really cute, but that's another little witch. And another Halloween hack, I love them. Mm-hmm. If you get a diffuser and a little cauldron, you put the diffuser in the cauldron, turn it on with like a fall scent. It will look like smoke is coming out of your cauldron on your kitchen counter or dining room. Another easy little hack that looks so cute.
And smells delicious.
You were looking for a cauldron the other day.
I'm still looking for a cauldron.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's for my real sorcery and spells.
3 out of 4 of those I love. The thing with the chips and the guacamole, that just means that my wife's going to tell me that I can't eat them for a while. And I've got a big problem with that.
I need to know this hack to keep the pumpkins fresh, because I like to get the pumpkins early and then they're gross by the time Halloween actually comes.
Exactly. So this is something we tested last year. It totally works. When you get your pumpkins home, wash them under warm water in the sink. Then you're going to pour bleach on them. Wash the bleach off, but that's going to help them, you know, keep the bugs away and the animals away. And then when you bring them outside, spray them with Mod Podge. I don't know if you guys have seen this, but
I know what it is.
It makes them look, it's like a shiny acrylic spray on the outside. You can get them anywhere. It makes your pumpkins look fake, like so beautiful, stays fresh longer. Highly, highly recommend. Try that one out.
All right, you want to check out Shannon for yourself and all her hacks? Follow her on Instagram and TikTok at Home with Shannon. Thank you, Shannon.
Thanks, guys.
Kids, thank you for being so quiet. You guys were so good.
What do you guys say?
Yay.
Yay. Thanks for having us, guys.
It's time for Mommy's Margarita Friday.
Come to Mama.
Anna and Raven.
Oh, being a parent isn't always easy. Doesn't matter if your kids are human and running around and driving you crazy, or have four legs and furry.
Taking care of anything is a big responsibility.
So what did you do this week to earn your margarita? 1-800-330-9999. Stephanie.
So I spent this week helping my daughter study for her Dante's Inferno test, and she still got a D, and I still have no idea what any of that means. So.
Yeah, it's a philosophical thing.
I mean, I just feel bad for you. It's bad. It's one, like, when you have to live it because you're in high school, that's one thing. To have to help your child understand it when you know that there's no world where they'll ever need to know anything about it. I feel your pain.
Fantastic soundtrack.
Yeah. All right. For that, you certainly deserve your margarita.
Thank you.
Kathy, what'd you do this week to earn your margarita?
I have severe sleep apnea, and we went camping. And last Friday and Saturday night, we could not sleep. My machine sounded like a race car. So finally Sunday night, I said, I can't take this anymore. I Googled it, and I fixed it.
Fixed your sleep apnea machine.
Wow.
Wow.
Did you learn that off a YouTube video?
Something on YouTube. I don't know. I don't know what I just Googled it and kept asking questions.
Mm. Good. Did it involve a screwdriver?
My husband, no, not at all. No. Mm. I had to take it apart and put it back together again. And something was loose and I just fixed it.
Did you just shut it off, wait 20 seconds, and then turn it back on?
Reboot?
Because that's what our engineer would have told us to do. Hey, Trina, what'd you do this week to earn your margarita?
I made it through a week with 3 grandchildren.
Huh. Do they have to sleep over, too?
No sleepover. I couldn't handle it.
It's a lot. You know, when grandparents have to deal with multiple ones, because they all want grandma's attention individually.
Mm.
And they're all fighting over me, and I love them all.
Well, it's because they love you so much. It's a good thing to be a grandma. Will you enjoy that margarita?
Thank you.
Katie, what'd you do this week to earn your margarita?
Well, I've been hanging out with my 3-year-old who's going through her look at me phase. She's doing fascinating things like standing on one foot
mm-hmm.
or making faces at me. Just pretty grueling stuff.
Mm. And you have to act like it's the greatest thing you ever saw. It's the first time you've ever seen it.
Yep. Just she's a genius. Yeah.
Dakota's doing the same thing. I actually think it's funny and I think it's cute. It, you know, of the things that she does, I find it more entertaining. It's mommy, look. Mommy, look at this. Mommy, look at what I do. Look what I do. And then it's literally like she'll just hold up one finger and you'll be like, whoa.
Wow.
Wow.
That is staggering.
Oh, my gosh.
Right.
You did it all by yourself?
I can't believe you showed that to me.
Whoa. Yeah. Or she'll be like, look at this. And then she'll just draw a circle. She'll hold it up. And I'll be like, wow. It's incredible. All right, enjoy that margarita. Although, I don't know, I love this phase. That phase is fun to me.
It's just a little much. It's just a little much.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us to let us know what their disagreement is about, and then you decide who's right. Keith and Jessica. Jessica, what is going on?
Well, this is going to sound like I have some sort of weird-ish trust issue or something, but I think it's weird that he won't tell me how much money he makes, and that I don't know how much money he makes. He knows how much money I make. It's not a secret. I just feel like there's something off about that. I don't know if I should push it or just, like, be cool.
And you guys are dating, correct?
Yeah.
How long have you been together?
A little bit over a year.
Mm. Well, I mean, I don't know. Until you're not married, right? I mean, you're not even engaged at that point. Like, I don't know.
When that's it comes a conversation to finances, you have.
Why do you have that conversation before?
Why not? Aren't you curious?
You know what? I mean, Keith, what's your side of this? I'm sorry.
Well, I just don't think it's that big a deal. I mean, she wanted to tell me how much she made, and I respected that. So I'm just, you know, I'm just asking her to respect me and not wanting to reveal it. Everything's great. We're in love, and you know, why should I have to tell her? I just, you know, I don't think it's an issue.
When you go out to dinner at a nice steak restaurant, do you order the filet or the steak tips? Just
which one of us are you asking?
I fail to see the relevance, really. You know, like I get. Keith. If Keith has a car and a place to live, right, and mm-hmm. he hasn't had anything repossessed in front of you, then it doesn't seem like there's a lot of reason for concern, right? So, I mean, it seems like he's doing fine enough, or at least managing his finances well enough. I mean, what difference
does
it make? That's right.
And for the record, I like a nice ribeye.
All right. So, I mean,
for the record,
sounds like he's doing all right.
I feel like at some point when you are in a relationship, though, where you're going in for the long haul, that stuff's important, right? Is where financially you stand, where you're.
Yeah, that's my whole thing. It's like, okay, fine, not now, but what's the criteria for when we're serious enough that I would get privilege to this information? You know what I'm saying?
Right. And she told you how much she makes. What did? Do you make less than her? Is that a problem?
This is not a fishing expedition.
Man, do I need to lawyer up? Yeah, what's going on?
Don't answer that, because these are all just clues to the game.
Yeah, I see what's going on. Yeah, no, if it was problematic, if there was an issue, like that would come up for sure. But there's no problem. So
one last question, and I'm not fishing. Mm. But how old are you guys?
That I have no problem. I'm 43.
I'm 33.
I have 43 and 33. You're adults. That's my bigger question. You're grown adults.
I think he's probably got a good handle on whether or not he needs to divulge that information at this time.
Well,
I do.
It also makes me think, like, there's a difference if you're very young and you're starting out, but at that point you're established, so like you know where you are.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's see what the audience has to say. They may agree with you, Keith. Until you're married or engaged, that's information that you don't need to share. But they may see Jessica's side too, that it's an important question, because don't you want to know where your partner finances lie?
Well, some people want to get to figure out what the end result of the relationship is going to be before they put that out there. 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
Curious what you think about this. Keith and Jessica have been dating for a while now, and Jessica says that Keith has never told her how much money he makes. It's like a secret. He doesn't even bring it up. And when she asks, he doesn't even respond.
Yeah, I mean, why would he be worried about it, though? See, that's the thing. Like, if you're in a relationship, 6 months, a year in or whatever, if you don't have shared things that you're buying together, if you're in a good state, like, why are you sharing that with anybody? It's a little bit strange that Jessica's kind of obsessive about it.
What do you think? Would you think that you should know that your significant other's salary at some point during the first year? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, Couples Court.
Definitely on the side of Keith. I think by her pushing the issue, it makes her look like she's out for somebody just for their money.
Yeah, I got to tell you, like, that's the thing that kind of bothers me about it is, like, she's thought about it and she's clearly asked him.
Right.
And she's thought about it enough to bring it to us. And if I'm him, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to make you wait even longer to find out now. That's just me. It's just me.
I just think if you're going to have a future with somebody, and they always say the number one thing that relationships fall apart is because of finances. So wouldn't you want to be open and know what you're getting into? I just don't think that it has to be so taboo that it's something that you're hiding from the other person.
6 months into something?
They're a year is a long time.
Okay.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court. Keith and Jessica have been dating for about a year, and Keith knows how much Jessica makes, you know, salary, she doesn't hide it. But when she brings it up to him, he refuses to tell her how much money he makes.
I mean, I think you're painting a different picture here, all right? She told him what she makes. He never asked her. He didn't need to know. And as far as he's concerned, she doesn't really need to know right now either.
But don't you think after a year of dating, you should know where each other stands financially? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court, whose side are you on?
I'm on her side. I think it's too important not to know. There's no reason really for him to hold back unless they work together. That's the only reason why. If they work together, fine. That's different. But they're going to be together for a while. There's no reason to hide it.
If Paul worked here, I would 100% want to know how much he makes. I want to know even more. I'm like, wait a minute. They pay you that and they pay me this, you know?
I just understand why it's a red flag that if somebody's hung up on what it is that you make.
Yeah,
imagine
that you're 2-3 years into a relationship. You find somebody's got $50,000 in student debt that you didn't know about.
Well, carrying debt is different if mm-hmm. you're going to be married.
I don't know if I agree with that. Anna and Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on his side. I'm married for 41 years. My husband and I don't know what each other makes.
Wow.
I'm with you. Like, I mean, I don't think that my wife could tell you exactly what I make right now. I'm with you. Like, I just don't think it's important. If the bills are paid and there's no collectors calling the phone, like, who cares? I honestly don't think it's
exactly.
a big deal.
I think my husband knows what I make better than I do, to
Well,
be honest.
I think that your husband needs to based on your spending habits, but that's a different issue.
Mm. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
I'm actually on his side, to be honest with you, because it was her telling him how much she makes. It really is an early stage relationship. And at the end of the day, it's like, as a woman, sometimes we try to show off. But then at the same time, it's like, he really don't need to tell her how much he really makes.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Keith, our audience agreed with you. Once you're engaged and you've moved on to the next thing, then sure, there should be a conversation about that. But ultimately, Jessica, people felt like that wasn't important enough. If you're happy, you're happy. Just move on.
There you go.
Okay, that is what we will do.
I mean, just...
It's not... Yeah, I think that's okay.
Think of it as like, you know, Willy Wonka or something like that. Is that this is an interview process and that, you know, maybe at the end of this, he's going to reveal to you that he's actually like Jeff Bezos... like, you know, less popular third brother or something like that. And you guys are going to live a life of luxury. But I just had to interview you for the last 2 years. I had to make sure you were the one.
That's right. You know, and then we'll travel to space together, you know?
That's, I mean, anything, right? I mean, you know, anything. It'll be wonderful. On the other hand, you know, maybe he's a financial disaster. But, you know, you're here for the ride one way or the other. So good luck.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, if you have a problem too, send an email, couplescourt@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Beat Raven jackpot is $300. Kim, you ready to play today?
I'm ready.
All right, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, would you please leave the room?
Sure, good luck.
Okay.
Thank you.
Raven's walking out of here. When that big studio door closes, I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring them back in, ask them the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins, ties go to Raven. You ready to play?
I'm ready.
Okay, you can do this. Number one, Lizzo made history by playing former President James Madison's crystal flute from 1813 at her concert. It was on loan from the Library of Congress. Where is the Library of Congress?
Washington, D.C.
Number two, billionaire Mackenzie Scott filed for divorce from her second husband after less than 2 years of marriage. Who was her first husband that she divorced in 2019?
Bezos.
Number three, Alanis Morissette sang You Oughta Know with the Foo Fighters, part of a tribute to her former drummer, Taylor Hawkins. Finish the next lyric from the opening line of You Oughta Know. I want you to know that I am happy for you.
I'm totally blank.
That's okay. Number four, Hocus Pocus 2 out now. Unlike the first, the black cat doesn't talk. What was the name of the black cat in the original?
Salem.
And number five, speaking of that black cat, the same animatronic cat was used to play the cat Salem on what 90s TV show that starred Melissa Joan Hart?
Teenage Witch. Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
All right, let me bring Raven back in. I might be close.
Yo.
All right. She got 3 out of 5, and you know what? She got 3 good ones.
Pretty good. Let's see how I do. $300 on the line.
Number one, Lizzo made history for playing former President James Madison's crystal flute from 1813 at her concert. It was on loan from the Library of Congress. Where is the Library of Congress?
It's in D.C.
Yes. Number two, billionaire Mackenzie Scott filed for divorce from her second husband after less than 2 years of marriage. Who was her first husband that she divorced in 2019?
Jeff Bezos.
Yes.
Yeah.
Number three, Alanis Morissette sang You Oughta Know with the Foo Fighters, part of a tribute to her former drummer, Taylor Hawkins. Finish the next opening line from the lyrics, You Oughta Know. I want you to know that I am happy for you.
I wish nothing but the best for you both.
You guys are tied at 3.
Another version
No, we're good. Okay, we got it.
You know what? I totally forgot that he was her drummer.
Yes.
Wow.
The story behind it is fascinating, too, because she says that they did so many concerts together because at that point, Alanis was bigger than the Foo Fighters.
Sure, of course.
And she said that they had such a good connection that she always knew that he was going to leave her to go with David Grohl.
Huh. Wow.
Yeah. All right, number four, Hocus Pocus 2 out now. Unlike the first, the black cat doesn't talk. What was the name of the black cat in the original?
I have no idea. Church?
No, Binks.
Okay.
Number five, speaking of that black cat, the same animatronic cat was used to play the cat Salem in what 90s TV show that starred Melissa Joan Hart?
Sabrina the Teenage Witch?
Yes.
Woo!
I'm sorry, he beat you 4-3 today. That's going to get you an Anna and Raven t-shirt.
It's Kim and I can't beat Raven.
Well, thank you so much for playing, Kim. Hold on, I'm going to grab all your info, okay?
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, girl. $400 Monday.